everybody. Welcome to the Azara podcast. My name is Azania, and if this is your first time listening, I want to welcome you. Welcome to the Azara podcast. We talk about faith, life, being a parent, working, and trying to live our best lives as possible. So if you hear kids in the background, I am going to apologize ahead of time, because I have tried to escape my boys, but it seems to be impossible today. So I apologize ahead of time again, but I will do my best to do this without distraction. I have two boys, and one's 5, the other one's about, they've gone 16 months. So how have you been? I am hoping you've had a great week so far. And in the last episode, I talked about glorious purpose. To be able to have glorious purpose, you need goals, I believe, to help you achieve that purpose. So today I'm going to talk about having SMART goals. SMART is an acronym that stands for S being specific, M being measurable, A being achievable, R being realistic or relevant, and T standing for time-based. Way back in the day, there was an old TV show that was called Get Smart. So getting smart was not about what you were going to learn about being or learn to be smart. However, I believe he had one character in it whose name was Smart. So if they had to do something, they had to get smart. However, I think it was kind of funny because I don't think the things they did was actually smart. But I think in the long run, they almost always defeated the bad guys anyways. Anywho, we're not here to talk about the old TV show Getting Smart. We're here to talk about SMART goals. So, starting with S, being specific. The goals that you're going to set have to be specific. They have to be clear as crystal so that everybody out. Thank you. Bye-bye. Sorry. The goals have to be specific so that anybody who hears them knows exactly what you're talking about. So, like, in the last episode, I talked about wanting to lose about 30 pounds. So, I'm not saying I want to lose weight, because, like I said in the past, I talked about losing weight. I didn't even have a number or anything to it. But this time around, I'm specific. I want to start with losing 30 pounds. And the next thing is having a goal that is measurable. So, I am measuring how much weight I want to lose, and I've already, like I gave you a number, 30 is my number for this year that I want to lose, and it is measurable. How is it measurable? I can stand on a scale and I can see how the numbers are falling or not falling. I can use a tape measure or with numbers. I can use a tape measure to measure how much I have gained or how much I've lost and all of that. So in other words, it is measurable. And what little bit that I had read, it said I had to find a way to prove that this goal was being achieved. So I would stand on a scale. I am going to do once a month, not every week, because guys, I will be honest, I don't know if this happens to any one of you. Anytime I stand on a scale and I see that some points are dropping, I'm so excited, I treat myself and I put it right back on. So this time around, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to stand on the scale once a month, not weekly like I was doing and failing that goal. So I will prove this by checking myself every month. I will set milestones if I have lost a couple, like I hope I have. I will treat myself, not by overindulging in the same foods that will pack on the carbs. I would find something else to do to celebrate this milestone having been attained. So, the next thing is having a goal that is achievable. Is this goal that I have set achievable? I'm not being ambiguous, like, yes, I'm going to lose weight. I'm not going to say I'm going to lose 100 pounds. It's not possible. It is possible to lose 100 pounds. However, I do not. That is dangerous without the doctor saying something. It's something I have to do. The goal that I have set is achievable. It is not something that people have not done before. There are a lot of people. There are a lot of TV shows that you can find that have showed people have lost weight. There's documentation of what people have done. I know someone currently who has lost a lot of weight because of what they're doing, how they're very careful in what they're doing, their exercise. So it is very achievable. It is not something like, hey, I'm gonna I'm gonna perform surgery on myself. That's dumb, I think, because I cannot do that, and it's not safe or healthy to do that. So the next thing is the goal achievable? Yes, it is achievable, and it is within a specific time frame. So the next thing is this goal realistic or relevant? Yes, for me, this goal that I have used as this example in this episode is realistic, and it is relevant. Realistic in that I am doing it within my goal for this year. My purpose for this year also is to be healthy. I'm thinking by starting at this number, it's putting me at a place towards my overall, I think, numbers that I had been prior to having the kids. So yes, it is realistic. It is relevant to my purpose and my goal for this year. And then the last thing is it time-based? My time frame for achieving this goal is within 12 months, which is this year. I know people can lose a lot more than 30 pounds in a year. And like I said earlier, I'm one of them who, if I lose one, I'm so excited. I do everything and I gain two back. So my goal is to start small and build up on that, and within a time frame of 12 months I believe I can do it. If I end up doing more than the 30 pounds that I have set for myself, hooray, that's awesome. I will let you guys know if I end up getting just shy of the number I've set for myself. I will still let you guys know. But in a nutshell, that is what SMART goals are about. I use that example of losing weight and how I am going to achieve it to talk about it. So have you ever used SMART goals to achieve a goal in your life? If you have, I would want to hear it. And just again, to add, SMART goals are not necessarily just for losing weight. SMART goals can be applied to work. SMART goals, a friend of mine was like, oh, she's gonna use that to apply it to her kids and how to be a better mom. So SMART goals can be used for multiple reasons. This, for me, I'm just using it towards one of the goals I have set for myself this year. So again, that's one thing I'm doing. Oh, just so I mentioned, if you go to the website, the izorapodcast.com, I share a video of me working out just a little bit, me doing Zumba, and yes, it's silly. It's a silly video of me. If you go to the AzaraPodcast.com, you click on the link that I have there, it'll take you to YouTube, and you see me working out. So in the past, I had said I want to lose weight. And I'll be honest, the only thing I did towards that was step on the scale and put a Fitbit on. But this year, I can proudly say for the past 20 days, I have had multiple days, at least 3 days a week, where I have worked out, which before was not happening. So I am on my path to achieving this goal with God's help. I'm hoping to excel at it. So anywho, that's it for today. I am hoping and I'm wishing you a wonderful week or a wonderful weekend. And again, if you have used SMART goals before, I would love to hear from you. I'm on Instagram, that is Zara Podcast. And on the website, azarapodcast.com. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. All right, that's it. Have a wonderful week. God bless you. Until the next episode, go get smart. Bye-bye.